good morning and welcome back to the Leg Point Drivecast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. Thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. Do appreciate that. I hope if you find this Drivecast helpful and you have somebody in your life that you think could be encouraged by it, I hope that you'll share. And this would be an encouragement to others as well. Well, hey, this past Sunday, we were continuing on the playlist series and we were looking at Psalm 27. But during my personal just reading and study time this week, I'm going through the Gospel of Mark right now, and I was in Mark chapter 4, and toward the end of chapter 4, we see that Jesus and the disciples, they have gotten into a boat, and they get into the boat in the evening, and as this passage goes on, we can probably assume it's now night, and I don't know, there's something about the darkness. Especially if you're on the water. I don't know if I've really been out on the water too much at night. It sounds terrifying. Anyway, so they're out on the sea and a storm kicks up. And, the waves start growing and the wind starts blowing. And I'm assuming there's rain coming down. And the waves begin to grow so high that they begin to crash over the sides of the boat so much that the text says in verse 37 that the boat was filling with water. And they look over and Jesus is asleep and they're terrified. And we know they're terrified because when they wake him up, they say, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" So what that tells us is that they were so far away from the shore, they couldn't have paddled the boat back to shore, nor could they have jumped out and swam. So if the storm persisted, the boat would sink and they would die. And that's sort of the logic that's going on in their head. And so they wake up Jesus. Jesus rebukes the wind and the waves like a father rebukes a rebellious child, and it stops. And he looks at the disciples and he says this, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And it says they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now, we're in Psalm 27. So why talk about Mark 4? Well, the reason for that is I was reading Psalm 27. Scholars and commentators would agree that this is likely one of two events happening in David's life as he is writing Psalm 27. Either he is being pursued by Saul, king of Israel, happens to be his father-in-law and father of his best friend, Jonathan. Saul's trying to kill him. So that might be going on. What else might be going on is the time that Absalom, David's son, essentially led a coup, overthrew David's government, and David is fleeing for his life after he has been betrayed by not only his family, his son, but so many who were close to him. And so David is writing this psalm, and he begins with, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And where I was sort of connecting this in my own mind and my own heart was, I think oftentimes when we face difficult, scary, challenging situations, we respond in one of two ways. We either respond in fear or we respond in faith. And those are actually the two responses that Jesus called out to his disciples in Mark chapter 4. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still not have faith?" And so what I really wanted to look at this Sunday was, hey, when we're going through difficult, scary, hard times, how is it that we can be a people who respond in faith and not a people who respond in fear? Because we know we should be a people who respond in faith. We know we want to be a person who responds in faith when scary, hard, difficult things happen. But frankly, that's hard to do. And so what we did on Sunday was we really walked through Psalm 27 as a guide to how it is that we, Lord willing, by the Spirit of God, can respond in faith in moments of real difficulty and real circumstances. And so we walked through several different things. One of the things that really was just good for me and my own soul, and so I'll share this with you. I won't go through all of them. But just one thing. If you notice, I read the first verse already of Psalm 27. The second one says this. It says, "When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who will stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident." And as I was processing through those verses, what I kept thinking about was David is sort of a dude, you know, like David killed bears and lions and stuff. And, you know, he killed Goliath and he had many different military campaigns that ended in success. Like you have to imagine David was a pretty, I mean, you know, sort of a baller. And I would think if he's got people pursuing him, trying to kill him, my maybe natural instinct would be to say something like, and so I'm preparing to fight. So I'm sharpening my sword. So I'm readying those who have remained faithful to me. So I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight. But what we don't see is that kind of language. Instead, we seem to see a language that is more passive almost, a submission to say, no, 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 not in my strength, but God's strength. And so I think step one to responding in faith instead of fear in really difficult, really hard situations is actually trusting in God's faithfulness more than our abilities. You see, when we realize we're not the strongest people in the room, when we realize we're weak, that we can't do it on our own, what happens is we're forced to rest in the strength and the provision of God. And I think when we realize we're ultimately out of control, that actually eliminates a fear response for us because we have no choice but to trust the mighty God instead. And that's just one thing I wanted to give to you today. So maybe you're walking through a difficult season and something hard going on right now, and everything in us maybe wants to WebMD and to hunt on Zillow and to you know, make all the phone calls and to send the extra email and to work a few hours more and to strive and strive and strive to figure out whatever it is that we're going through. And maybe what God is saying to us is, a good friend said to me recently, hey, I just want you to sit in the passenger seat and I want you to let me drive. I want you to sit down. I want you to let me take over. And I want you to trust that I'm faithful. So wherever you are this morning, or today, whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast, I hope that that's an encouragement and maybe a challenge to you. I know my first response so often is to work harder, to stay up later, to fight. And so often I think what would be really, really good for my soul is to rest and to say, God, I trust you more than I trust me. I trust your resources more than I trust mine. I trust your abilities more than I trust mine. I trust you more, and I ask and plead that you would work on my behalf. So let's pray about that this morning, huh? I'm going to kick us off. I'll give you time to pray toward the end as well. And again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, I know so many of us we're going through seasons right now. We're going through hardships right now. We're going through difficult things. And I ask that Psalm 27 would be a reminder of how it is we can respond in faith and not be overcome by fear. That we can really rest in you, and that you're stronger, that you're able, and that you're faithful. Would you do that? Would you help us not hide? Would you help us not filter, as I know Chad talked about this week, our feelings, but filter our feelings through you, not filter our feelings to you. Would you let us be a people who come to you and say, here it is. Here's my mess. Help me, Father. We need you. Lead us as we go today. Fill us with your Spirit. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.